Welcome to the home of 100 to 1 Faith Radio. My name is Larry Gent, and this is our fifth coronavirus broadcast. Our church buildings have been closed due to coronavirus concerns, but we Easter people are still raising our voices. Today we share the message for Easter Sunday, April 12, 2020, from Grace United Methodist Church in the beautiful Hartwood community of Virginia. Our scripture today is Mark 16, verses 1 through 6. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He isn't here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." As you hear this story, can you imagine the women trudging along? Can you see them on that almost dark road very early in the morning, just after sunrise? They carried a heavy load on their journey. They carried a load of spices and ointments to minister to the dead. But they carried something far heavier than that. Their hearts were broken. They had seen the loving hands of Jesus heal the sick and raise the dead. They had seen those loving hands change their world. They had seen those loving hands change their lives. But they also saw those loving hands reach out to receive cruel nails. Cruel nails from a trial that was based on trumped up charges. Cruel nails from those who did not care what he had ever done. All they cared about was putting him to death. Well, it's hard work to minister to the dying. It was too hard for the men. Every one of them turned and fled into the night. But the women stayed on. It's hard work ministering to the body of the departed. Only the women were strong enough to make that journey as well. And as they walked, they realized that the task ahead of them was more than even they could manage under their own strength and their own power. They began to ask each other, "What about the stone? What are we going to do about the stone? How will we ever move that stone?" When they cut down his body, the people who laid him to rest found a very heavy stone. They didn't want anything to roll it out of the way, ever. They sealed it against this day. The women knew they couldn't move it if they wanted to. And on top of that, they were forbidden to touch it. Love kept them walking on toward their destination. Can you imagine how cold it was that morning? It seems every time I plan a sunrise service, we're greeted by icy weather in the morning, no matter how warm it has been during the day. People always say that it's darkest before the dawn. I don't really find that to be true. I've noticed that it really starts getting lighter before the dawn. But one thing I can say is that it's always coldest before the dawn. It seems like just as the sun is about to rise, the mountains begin to breathe, and the earth begins to exhale, and the breeze begins to stir, and no matter what the temperature will be later, first thing in the morning, it's cold, it's damp, it's always coldest before the dawn. Look at them walking along in the shadows. See how they draw their shawls about them. And their walk was slowed by the grim reality of the task that lay ahead. Ministering to the dead is difficult under the best of circumstances, but Jesus' body had been broken before he ever was led to the cross. And now on top of that, it's been 3 days. 3 days since he was writhing in agony. 3 days since he breathed his last. One can only imagine what kind of horrors awaited them there. But still they wondered about the heaviest of them all. What will happen when we get to the stone? Who will roll it away for us? There's no way we could do it ourselves. Don't you wish you could break into their conversation? Don't you wish you could come up to them and just touch them on the shoulder and give them some good news? What a difference it would have made to their journey if they only knew the truth that morning, if they only knew that the stone was already rolled away, if they only knew that Jesus Christ was already risen. If you could just go back and tell them, don't worry, Mary. Don't be fearful. Don't trudge along with your heart down in your shoes. Jesus Christ is risen, and you'll see this is going to be the very best day of your life. This is going to be the best day of anyone's life ever. I wonder what a difference it would have made to their journey if they could have known the truth that day. And I wonder what they might say to us about the journey that we tread today. They have a God's eye view right now, you know. They can see by the light of eternity what we can't even begin to imagine. They have a God's eye view of our situation here in America in the year 2020. We find ourselves locked down by an invisible enemy, and every day the news seems to grow darker. We draw face masks and gloves about ourselves. We draw against the cold of the realization that although spring is trying to sing, quarantine is clamping down, and the grip of that isolation is cold. Our situation seems like it might be the exact opposite of theirs. They were walking on to a restricted destination, but we wait inside the restricted destination. We wait inside the walls of our own quarantine. We wait inside where it seems like the weight of the world has rolled against our doorstep, and it's keeping us sealed in. Like them, we wonder. Like them, we ask. Like them, we want to know, who's going to do what we can't do? Who's going to roll away this stone? When will this all end? When will we be free again? What is it going to take? If they could speak to us today, what might they say? What do you suppose we would say if we had a small glimpse of the God's truth that they now see face to face. I think they would say to us, Easter people, don't weep, don't worry. God has gone ahead of you. The stone has already been rolled away from your life. Not even death could hold Jesus back. Do you think a virus can stop him? He has already solved every problem that you are going to face that is beyond your power. And yes, there are many that are beyond your power, but there are none that are beyond the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We serve a risen Savior who's in the world today, and nothing can hold him back. Not hell, not death, not coronavirus, not shelter-in-place orders. Nothing can hold him back. He's not absent. He's just gone on ahead of you. You know that Jesus is in the stone-rolling business. When your strength stops, he takes over. So go tell everybody who's hiding behind a stone of their own making today, rejoice. That's right, rejoice. I know it feels like this is a grim day, but rejoice because he's already gone ahead of you. Jesus Christ is risen, and he is already removing every obstacle from your path. He's breaking down every barrier you can't move. He's defeating every virus you can't see. Jesus Christ has gone on ahead of you, just as he said he would. And if we go ahead, he's going to meet us there. We can live as Easter people because Christ the Lord is risen today, and every stone has been rolled away.